Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here again with you this morning to share the Word of God with you. A question for everyone. Have you ever had an experience in your life where you were so heartbroken by a news or event that you can't even see what's right in front of you? You can't see the solution right in front of you because you're so distraught by the news? Well, this beautiful story that is so extensively captured in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us of two disciples on a journey from Jerusalem to a small village called Emmaus. One of the travelers, we know their name, it's Cleopas, but the others we don't know. Some assume it could be his wife, we don't know for sure. But what we do know, they were on a journey. And while on this journey, they were discussing amongst themselves, trying to make sense of what had recently happened in Jerusalem. Probably they were confused about the rumors that was going around that Jesus is alive. You see, in fact, earlier that morning, a few of the women had gone to the tomb, and they were told that Jesus was alive. Peter and a few of the other men also went to the tomb, but at that time, they did not see Jesus with their own eyes. So there was no hard evidence to say that Jesus was risen. Now, while most of Jesus' followers chose to stay in Jerusalem at that time, for whatever reason, these two disciples needed to get away from Jerusalem. They needed to get away from where the crime took place. Probably because they were afraid. Or they just didn't want to hide out like the other disciples who we know from previous scripture that they were in a locked room and they were hiding. Or could it be that their hope was so dashed that in their mind it was all over? A common word we would say is, the show is over, you can go home now. But one thing we know, the scripture highlighted that these disciples, they were very sad. And so they were heading back to their village because things did not play out the way they had hoped. The Messiah, the prophet, who was supposed to save them from the oppressive power, it didn't happen. Rome was still in power. Everything was the same. How tempting it is for us when things don't work out the way we want it, for us to return to what is familiar. Back to those things that makes us so comfortable. You know, the things that we could see, the things that we could control, back to those things that just feels good because we're familiar with them. Because when things don't work out the way we want it or the way we plan it, fear and doubt, sometimes confusion often sets in. For some of us, we might even need to get away entirely from everyone and everything that reminds us of this tragic event that we experience. You see, there are times in our life journey, especially when we go through difficult times, that we can feel as if God is absent. Our situation can be so profoundly painful that you wonder, where is God? Does God even care what's happening to me right now? Whatever those two disciples were experiencing at the time, it was consuming that they couldn't even recognize that Jesus was there with them. Something, the tragedy or the sadness had a hold of them that they just could not shake that sadness to see what was standing, what was walking right next to them. Jesus was right there. In Luke 24, verse 16 says, their eyes were kept from recognizing him. I said earlier, have you ever been there? Have you ever had that experience that the sadness just holds you so tightly you can't see your next step? You can't even see the solution. It's right there in front of you, but you're so distraught that you don't even know what to do. You see, I can relate a little bit to these disciples because I've been there. I remember many years ago, over 22 years ago, after I gave birth to my second child, my daughter, I had a son, he was older, school was just finished my first degree, things were going really great, and I had my second child. Everything went well, clean bill of health, we went home. But about 2 months in her development, I noticed something was off. And so I set out on a journey to figure out what was going on, only to find out 14 months down the road that she had Down syndrome. I was absolutely devastated. I was so crushed, I was so broken. I could not see the next step. I could not see any plans for the future. My heart was broken, and I didn't know what to do. I was angry. I spoke to God, I was angry. Why did this happen to me? You see, I could not see any beauty at that time. Every time I looked at my daughter, every time I picked up that baby and looked at that beautiful baby, now I can say that, all I saw was the label that was given to her, Down syndrome. I couldn't see beyond that. And I couldn't see the hope and the dreams that we all have as parents. When you have a child, you always have dreams and hope for them. All that was just lost right in that moment for me, because my eyes were blocked because the grief was so gripping. But little did these two disciples know that their world was about to be turned upside down, that their disappointment would be God's perfect plan for execution, that they were not going to go back to life as usual, for an encounter with God, an encounter with the resurrected Jesus, will drastically change your life. Nothing will ever be the same when you meet Jesus. Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing?" Probably their sadness was so obvious, but Jesus did not bring attention to their sadness. Instead, he listened to them. Instead, he walked with them and talked with them, allowing them to share their disappointment, their angers, their fear, whatever emotions. You see, Jesus meets us where we are. Whether you're in your doubts or whether you're in fears or insecurity, even confusion sometimes, it is in these moments when we think all hope is lost, that Jesus comes along. He comes along right beside us, and he walks with us, and he reminds us of his promises that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Even in our darkest hour, you see, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He gentle corrects us, and he patiently guides us with his word, and he leads us from a state of hopelessness into a state of joy, from darkness into life. Some might ask, why didn't Jesus just tell them? Why didn't he just tell them who he was right from the start? He could have. But could it be that Jesus withheld this information because he needed them to go from believing with their natural eyes to believing with their hearts? Or could he be teaching them that the bodily presence was no longer necessary when the conviction of his risen life is fixed upon our hearts? You see, the time had come for these disciples not just to see Jesus with their natural eyes or believe him because they could see him, but with the eyes of faith. Faith in the scripture that spoke so extensively about him from all the way from Moses all the way on. Although their hearts were burning while they were with Jesus and he was teaching them, it was only in the breaking of the bread that their eyes were open. Right in front of them the entire time, the entire journey, Jesus was right there. Each Sunday morning, we participate in the Eucharist right here. And like these disciples, we see Jesus. Although not with our natural eyes, but through the eyes of faith, knowing that he is with us always, that he walks with us along our journey of life, be it in those moments that are happy or even in those moments that are so devastating, that are so sad and traumatic. Jesus is there regardless of where you are on your life journey. He will meet you there. He will give you hope, joy, and peace. It's in the middle of those storms. He will calm those fears. So when you feel like you're alone, when you feel that Jesus is silent and you can't seem to make sense of what you are going through at the moment, I want to encourage you this morning not to give up hope. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep reading those scriptures. Keep inviting Jesus into those situations that can be so dark. Because when we do, like these two disciples, our eyes will be open. 22 years later, I can look back and my daughter is the joy of my life. She is a gift and she comes with so much gifts and strength and ability. I could not see that at the moment. But one thing I never stopped doing, I never stopped praying. I never stopped trusting. I never stopped believing. And one day my eyes were open. One day I did see her. It was a couple months after praying and struggling with God and wrestling with God about this situation. I got a word, you know, from the book of Exodus when God says, didn't I make man? Am I not the one who makes the dumb? Am I not the one who makes the one that could see? Am I not God? And that just removed the scale from my eyes and I was able to see the beauty. I was able to see this magnificent creation that God gave me. So I don't know where you are on your journey of life this morning, but I want to tell you that Jesus is with you. And he will give you the light. He will remove that scale and you too will see him. For it is through the eyes of faith and hope in the power of God's plan for salvation, through the resurrected Jesus, that our heart, is set on fire, that we hurry to share the good news. The good news, for the Lord is not dead. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And that's the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah.